it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a look at Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, we'll start out with Minor League Baseball, where the Wichita Wind Surge beginning the final six games of the season, all down at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi against the Hooks. 2,500 fans at that game last night, and they didn't get to cheer much for their home team because Wichita shut them out. Wichita wins it 4-0. Three Surge pitchers combine on a two-hitter. 13th shutout this season for the Wind Surge as they start out these final six games. Wichita wins, but so does Tulsa. So didn't lose ground, but didn't gain any ground either. So Wichita remains two games behind Tulsa for a playoff spot, but now there's only five games to go in the season. Wichita at Corpus Christi again this evening. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals in Cleveland, game two of a four-game series. And just like in game one of this series, the Royals' offense does nothing and can't get anything more than a single. Did get two runners on in the ninth inning, trying to rally, though. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Head started first for Witt. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three, and the ball game is over. Kate Smith finishes off the shutout for Joey Cantillo and the Guardians, and the Royals lose 2-0 at Progressive Field. The Royals have dropped the first two games of this pivotal four-game series in Cleveland, and tonight the Royals were shut out on five total hits, all of them singles, and the Royals only got one base runner into scoring position. Joey Cantillo delivered a career-best eight innings, and it was eight shutout innings at that. Meanwhile, Noah Cameron was excellent. Seven innings of two-run ball. He tied his career-best with seven innings. He tied his career-best with eight strikeouts. But the Royals' offense could not give him any support, and the Royals lose by a final score of 2-0.
Royals dropped their third in a row. Cleveland has won five in a row. It was quick. Didn't even take 2 hours. 1 hour and 58 minutes. The Royals will try again tonight, but they keep losing ground in this chase for a playoff spot. Kansas City at Cleveland, 5:30 p.m. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Yesterday's pretty good day in women's golf for the Shockers. Wichita State women's golf team competing over at the Payne Stewart Memorial over in Springfield, Missouri. Shockers finish runner-up. Highest team finish for the Shockers in 3 years. And it was the third best team score ever shot in Shocker women's golf history. So good event for Wichita State women's golf over in Springfield, Missouri to begin the season. And in men's golf up at Colbert Hills in Manhattan, K-State men's golf team wins the Wildcat Invitational on home links for the fourth straight year, defeating South Dakota State by five strokes. Wildcats by five strokes over the Jackrabbits in men's golf up at Colbert Hills, Wildcat Invitational. Happy birthday today to former Chiefs fullback Kimball Anders. It's his birthday. He is 59 today. Spent his entire career for a decade with the Chiefs in the 1990s. He is in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. Three straight Pro Bowl selections in the mid-90s. He averaged more than 4.5 yards a carry. Pretty good. Career totals of 5,000-plus all-purpose yards, 18 touchdowns. And in 125 games, that's the second most in Chiefs franchise history for a running back. So a guy that was workhorse for a decade.
Yeah.
The fullback, Kimball Anders. It's his birthday today. He's in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. He is 59 years old. And it was 50 years ago on this day here in our little neck of the woods, a $750,000 fundraising campaign for the Kansas Coliseum began. Not sure who they were trying to fundraise from.
I would have assumed
75. I would have assumed the government paid for all that. But yeah, maybe not. Maybe they solicited some private donations to help get the Coliseum built. That was 50 years ago on this day. Of course, it was built and served as our main arena for decades and decades. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Today is Wednesday, September 10th, 2025. On this date 70 years ago, 1955, Gunsmoke made its TV debut. Of course, Gunsmoke had been on radio for years, but then they brought it to TV with Jim Arness's Matt Dillon. And, of course, you had, at that time they had Chester. They didn't have Festus yet. They had Chester. It was Dennis Weaver. And you had Amanda Blake as Miss Kitty. And, of course, Doc Adams. Milburn Stone from Kansas, from Sedgwick, as a matter of fact. Everything was on for years and years. I really got into it, I think, when I was a teenager and then as a young adult. I watched it, I think it was every Saturday night for a while there.
Wow.
Got into the characters. And we got a formula after a while, after a few hundred shows, and where at the end of the day, the only way to solve the problem was for Matt Dillon to shoot somebody. But that was the formula. Gunsmoke, 70 years ago, premiering in 1955. Well, current conditions are determining that the Kansas State Fair parking lots will remain closed again today, with the exception of handicap parking near gates 5 and 9 on State Fair Road. A shuttle beginning at 7:30 this morning. If you're going up at the following locations, a shuttle at the Hutchinson Sports Arena on East 11th, Hutchinson Uptown Mall, and Bold 3PL parking lot at that's on East 17th Avenue. So those shuttles will run every 15 minutes, and they all drop off and pick up at Gate 9 on Plum Street. And that's what's going on with the parking and the attendance today at the Kansas State Fair. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
It's kind of wet conditions up there after it rained the other day. Well, Governor Laura Kelly has directed flags throughout the state of Kansas to be lowered to half staff. This will be tomorrow from sundown to sunup to sundown on Thursday. Of course, that's September 11th, 2025, to honor those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. Gosh, could it be? That was 24 years ago. Time is zipping by, Ted. And if you are interested in going to the fair, just remember that it's going to be on till the 14th, which is, Saturday or Sunday? Sunday the 14th. You still got time to make it up there, and we're going to have a few good days. Some very nice weather. It looks like pretty nice weather up around Hutchinson. What else we got going on? Wagon Masters, put that on your calendar for Saturday, September 27th, when the Wichita Wagon Masters will stage their annual chili cook-off in downtown Wichita. And it's always fun. It's a fundraiser. And
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great promotion, great event. The key to finding happiness in the United States might start with an aloha.
This new Wallet Hub report ranks the happiest states in America for 2025. The rankings are based on 30 metrics, including emotional and physical well-being, work conditions, and community support. At the top spot, it seems like it's very easy to be happy in Hawaii. Residents there have the highest rate of life satisfaction. Maryland came in second with its low unemployment rates. And if a nice ear of corn makes you happy, well, maybe you'd like Nebraska, the third happiest state. West Virginia came in last place in this report. From the 16th happiest state, New York, I'm John Saucier, Fox News.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.